Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a feast day or a new moon or a Sabbath day, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is Christ's. Let no man rob you of your prize by a voluntary humility and worshiping of the angels, dwelling in the things which he hath seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast the head, from whom all the body, being supplied and knit together through the joints and bands, increasing with the increase of God. If ye died with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to ordinances, handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and doctrines of men, which things indeed have a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and severity to the body, but are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh. Colossians 2, verses 16 through 23, American Standard Version. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul is referring specifically to Gnostic teachers that had infiltrated the church. Gnosticism, in its varying forms, has embraced asceticism on the one hand and hedonism on the other. The practice of asceticism specifically was rooted in the idea that by the sharp curbing, even punishment, of the flesh, the spirit would have more room to grow. Gnostics, instead of recognizing the totality of Christ's victory over sin, instituted many practices that afflicted the flesh. This practice in itself ascribes evil powers to the material world, even those good things that God has given for our happiness and satisfaction. Paul reminds his readers in verse 21 of this passage that all material things will perish. They simply do not possess any innate power over the spiritual estate of the Christian. He adds that following all the flesh-curbing rituals of these ascetic practices looks good outwardly, but has no power against the drive of the flesh to indulge itself. Verse 23. Paul's words echo Christ's teaching that external things, like eating with unwashed hands, cannot defile a man. What comes from within a man defiles a man, Christ taught. And Paul and Christ have the same conclusion. All material things eventually perish. They are merely temporal and have no effect on spiritual growth, for the life of the Christian is a life lived by faith in Christ. These days, many fundamentalists maintain a long list of material things that defile a person. Some teach that if a woman wears trousers, the trousers make her masculine and cause sin to dwell in her more powerfully, creating stubbornness and willfulness. This, of course, is in violation of Romans chapter 1, which teaches that gender lines are blurred through apostasy, that which comes from within. They teach that if a man wears his hair past his ears, he is in danger of becoming more feminine. Jack Hyles preached on masculine chores and feminine chores, and he stipulated in his book on raising children that boys should only do masculine chores and girls only feminine chores. But apart from the fact that his division of labor was entirely arbitrary and came out of his own head, this is nonsense, and it is based on a Gnostic view of the material world having the power to dominate the spiritual world. Paul expressly teaches here that severity towards the body, that is, trying to curb the body by programming it with material limits placed upon it, does not in any way curb the drive of the flesh to indulge itself. You cannot make yourself more holy by your dress code, for that which is external cannot sanctify you. Your heart and the things that proceed from it defile you. As Christ said, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man."